This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock, so we get another couple hours to answer all your gardening questions. Do you have a few open lines so you can give us a call? So we're going to get right into the phone calls here. Nathan, who's up next?
Diane in Massachusetts.
Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. So I'm in a dilemma with Montauk daisies.
Okay.
And for the past 3 years, maybe even four at this point, I've tried everything your father has recommended. So I've cut them back in early spring. I've cut them back July 4th. I've not cut them back. I've cut them back only once. And they still look awful. So they get extremely leggy. To the point where there's a, you know, space in the middle.
Yep.
This year, specifically, the leaves, it must have gotten fairly cold. And my Montauk daisies, the leaves, even though there's a flower at the top, the leaves got turned all brown. So they get extremely leggy no matter what I do. And the irony of the whole thing is that when we're up in Maine, we see tons and tons of Montauk daisy groupings in people's homes. And I know for a fact that these people do not regularly trim and take care and, you know, have a high maintenance routine with these.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure at this point what to do. We've tried cutting them. We've tried actually just leaving them alone, you know, and skipped a year. That hasn't worked either. So any other tips that you could think of?
So a couple questions for you. How is the soil that it's in? Is it, like, compact or is it loose-type soil? Is there clay in the soil?
I suspect it's compact. It's in a rock garden. They've been there for at least 6 or 7 years, maybe even longer. So I'm looking out the window now, and I suspect it's, you know, fairly compact.
So Montauk daisies like a well-drained soil. They don't like to sit in, you know, damp soils. Sometimes
this is not damp.
Well, sometimes with the... Go ahead.
I was just going to say that the rock garden itself compared to the rest of the yard is fairly dry. But
okay, well, that's a good thing then. That's one of my first thoughts is, you know, is it well-drained? I just like to – they don't like to sit in water or damp soil. So that, you know, usually when it's a compact soil, that's when they sit in water a little bit. So that's why I get concerned. But you're there, I'm not. So obviously you know your soil a little bit better. So if the water does go through it, that would be fine. You know, it's, have you fertilized them at all at any time?
Yep. Do we fertilize it as part of our, you know, yearly I'm not sure if it's Plantone or what we use, but one of the longer lasting fertilizers, along with all the other plants in the yard.
Okay, and you've done the pruning in the spring, and then again in July, midsummer.
Yeah, to get it there.
Yeah,
that's still. I laugh because July, because I remember your father saying just before July 4th, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And it was one of them in the spring. I think was when
yeah.
the
so it's about end of April ish, middle to end of April when you're gonna be pruning them the first time, and then pruning them a second time so they don't get so leggy. Because the Montauk daisy wants to get into the shrub form, get up 3 feet or more tall and wide. So that's why you do that pruning multiple times. It's in full sun, I'm assuming, too, because it's a...
Yeah, it's in southern exposure in our backyard. And what's intriguing, as I said, is in Maine, mid-coast, where we go, they're compact. They spread along a rock wall. And you see them everywhere, and they seem to thrive. And I suspect most of these owners do not go out regularly and faithfully and trim.
Yeah, no, I would have to agree with you on that one. You know, that's interesting that it doesn't, because usually it needs a well-drained soil, full sun, pruning twice to get them so not leggy, and it's usually successful that way. What I would look at doing in the summer after that, if you say you prune it in the spring and then you prune it in the summer before July 4th, at that point, using maybe a little bit of like a liquid fertilizer, something that you mix. It can be a wettable powder like a Peters, or it could be like a Neptune's Harvest liquid.
Yep.
And I would do that every 2 weeks. I would look at when you start to see buds form. If you get, you know, the buds in there starting to form really well, that's when you would use a heavier middle number on the fertilizer. They usually call it like a bloom booster. That actually, because the whole plant has started to focus into putting out blossoms, it will actually push it throughout the whole plant, and you'll get more blossoms that way.
Are they good, Patrick, with transplanting? Because we were thinking about just digging it up and putting it somewhere else.
They should be fine. They take harsh trim back, like cutbacks with pruning.
Yep.
So I think they would be fine that way. I'd do it early spring if you could.
Okay.
But again, you know, it just something doesn't seem right, obviously, because you have all the conditions that you're looking for. You're doing everything that should be doing. I'm wondering if there's, you know, maybe an insect that's getting in there and doing something that way. I highly doubt it, because you would have seen some yellow discoloration instead of the browning at first.
Right.
I think the pushing a little bit more of the fertilizer, using that still, that plant tone that you use for the season, but then adding like a... you know, like the Neptune's Harvest Fish and Seaweed, that's a really good one to use to mix into the, you know, you mix it with water. Make sure you use all of it when you fertilize. Use a 5 gallon bucket. Use it on everything, because if it just sits there, it's fish that's rotted. So the smell gets a little much. But it's a good one. To use. They even have a new one for rose and flower. So you could look at right at that one. But their old reliable was their mix of the original products, the fish and seaweed that they have.
You'd still recommend cutting it twice.
I'd still recommend cutting it twice. I think adding a little bit more of the fertilizer to get them established a little bit more. The other thing you might want to do, and you know, it seems like in that rock garden, everything else is successful. Is that the case?
Yes, it is.
Because my initial thought would be to get like a soil test done to find out if something else is going on in the soil. So that's kind of, that was my initial thought, to see if there's something else going on underneath that we just can't see.
Okay.
So, but it's just odd to hear, you know, everything is being followed to a T, and it's not being successful. Think something else is going on, and I think that might help as a soil test to figure it out.
Okay. We're open, so we'll try a few more things. Very frustrating to be up in Maine and see every other house.
I understand completely.
With compact, really pretty, daisies with little effort. I know little effort. They ignore them half the time.
Yeah,
you know?
I understand.
So, and with all the effort we're doing here and trying different things, we kind of laugh at each other and say, now what do we do, you know?
Yeah, no, I understand.
Okay.
And, you know, one other thing you could think about is looking at spacing out the waterings if you are watering them to maybe 7 to
mm-hmm.
10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Let them dry out a little bit. Like I said, they don't like to sit in water. So maybe try that. It kind of got me on this one. It seems like you have all the methods to success here, and it's not working.
Well, we'll try a few more options. Thank you for your time this morning.
All right, Diane, thank you for calling, and good luck. I hope it turns out for the better this next year.
We do, too. Thank you, Patrick. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock. And, well, sometimes you do everything right and it just doesn't work out. And it's, all right, what's going on? Maybe it's a pH test, maybe not. We'll see what happens. We'll be right back.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a bunch of calls on the line, so we're going to get right to them. Nathan, who's up next?
Irene is in Lowell.
Irene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Oh, I thought you cut me off.
Oh, no.
I'm calling about the front of my house that gets done all day long, and I have the most beautiful sedum and black-eyed Susans, but they're in competition with each other, and they're running into each other, and, they're beautiful, but they're flopping over, and I wonder about moving them and cutting them back. Can you give me some advice on this?
Okay, so you said they're kind of running into each other.
Yeah, they've grown so big, and I do cut them down in the spring, but they're growing wild. I think that I need to dig it up and split them both.
So what do you know? What type of sedum it is? Is it
no.
Is it a flower now?
It's flowered right now. Yes, but they're flopping over. They're so tall.
Yeah, so I believe you would have the Autumn Joy sedum.
That could be, yeah.
They usually will, they have like a pinkish-reddish flower at this time. Does that make sense? Okay. So the Autumn Joy is one that you can split. It's actually better to split in the spring. As soon as you start to see some new growth. So what you want to do is just make sure it's about 6 inches high. It just makes it easier for divisions. And then what you want to do is before dividing it, and it's something I like to do anytime I am transplanting, is water heavily a day or two before dividing. That way some of the root system has good water in it. Also, the soil kind of stays to it a little bit so it doesn't fall apart as easily. what you want to do is basically you can cut the plant in half, kind of find where there's a split in the plant itself, and basically cut it right down the middle. You don't want to just pull it right off of that. You want to be able to lightly take it off and move it into another soil, another root ball area. What I would suggest using is putting it into the ground using a biotone starter, which is your transplant shock type fertilizer. And then when you put it in the soil, mix in some compost and water it immediately. You want to make sure that it will, you know, the soil will kind of compact around it. I'm not talking like heavily compacted, like roller type compacting. I'm talking just so it'll stay. Keep on the water. You want to keep on it until, you know, new growth starts to appear and continue. You want it at that point to dry out in between waterings. You don't want it to just stay wet or stay dry. So you can do that with the Autumn Joy. With the Black Eyed Susans, I'd kind of suggest almost the same exact thing, splitting in the spring once they just have a little bit of growth to them so you see where the plant is. Using that biotone starter in between on both of them to get it really started. It goes through shock. You're cutting out its major root system, and it's, you know, it's just kind of like having like a heavy cut on your arm or leg, and you kind of the pain kind of makes it go into shock, that type of thing. It's the same thing with a plant, but cutting it in half, you're shocking the plant, kind of giving it like that whoa, what just happened thing to it. And you know, the watering prior to it and using the biotone are something I would say don't go without, and continue to do that. But again, this is something I would do in the spring, cutting them and dividing them in the spring is the best time to do it. So hopefully that helps, Irene. I know we had lost Irene, must have gotten a little bit of bad connection, but hopefully you can hear all that information, and hopefully it's successful for you. But again, in the spring is the time you're going to want to transplant a lot of it. So if you guys have calls, you can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break. On the other side of the break, we'll answer more of your questions, so hang tight. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The power's coming back now for most of the customers who've been without it for several days in Northern California. There have been planned outages because of concerns that the Santa Ana winds could bring down tree limbs and branches that could bring down power lines and spark wildfires. PG&E CEO Andrew Vesey says those planned shutoffs were not to protect the company, as some claim, but rather to protect the community.
The only thing that I care about in this event, the only thing the people of PG&E care about in this event, is the safety of others. It's you and making sure that we keep you safe.
A search is resuming for a worker who's been trapped in rubble after a hotel that was under construction collapsed in New Orleans yesterday. Two workers are known dead, 18 injured, after the top six floors collapsed at the Hard Rock Hotel's French Quarter construction site. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. I know we do have a bunch of calls on the line, so we're going to get right back to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike in Rockland.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I have a cement walkway in front of my house. I have chipmunks digging holes along the walkway, two or three holes. And I was wondering how to get rid of them.
Okay. So there is a repellent that you could be using. It's actually Rat Magic from Bonide. I know you the name, you just kind of say, I don't have rats. Well, this one, it the same senses go with like a chipmunk, and using this Rat Magic will actually repel them to stay away from the areas. You know, you've heard of mouse magic. Mouse magic was one that my father talked about a lot. It comes in the packages. This rat magic you can actually use in the same ways, but it will repel the chipmunks, squirrels, and obviously rats. So it's for that next step up rodent, a little bit bigger. I've heard a lot of success stories with using it, so I would highly recommend it. Putting that in the area to keep them away. You can even use it, you know, in like a garage or something like that too. It's got a nice odor to it, so it's not bad.
So it's a liquid or?
It's a granular form.
Granular. Just throw it down the hole.
Yeah. So you what you want to do is you use it as a repellent. So you kind of push them away. You can throw it in the hole, but it doesn't necessarily. You know, it just doesn't keep them away. It just keeps them away from that area. So you want to go around the areas with it. It comes in it's a 3-pound shaker jug. So it's a granule. What I'm trying to do at the same time is go to the Bonide website to get you the sizes. Yeah, so this the Rat Magic has one where it's a granular form. It's a 5-pound shaker jug that you can actually shake around the areas to keep them away, kind of create like that barrier around it. to push them away. And then they also have one that's the scent packs, where it's kind of like the Mouse Magic. So it's the package versus granular. For years, I would say the granular form would be the best. You can throw some of it down the holes, but sprinkle it around the whole area that they're working to repel them away.
Yeah. Well, in my backyard, I have a fish pond, and I got about 5 or 6 in the back there.
Yep.
But that doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Just in the front yard.
All right. Yeah, so definitely that, you know, you're repelling them away. It might even push them towards the back of the house, but if it doesn't bother you there, that's fine.
No, just the front along the walkway there.
All righty.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Thank you for calling, Mike. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, have a good day yourself.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Do have another call on the line, so we're going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Chris is in Massachusetts.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning. I planted green giant arborvitaes and some rhodos, and I've been watering them, and I was wondering, how much longer do I need to water them, like into November?
So there's no exact date when it comes to watering. The thing that you want to look at is when the ground freezes. Once the ground freezes, that's when you'll stop watering. The plants, you want to do heavy soakings, you know, leaving the hose on to each individual plant. On a trickle, maybe 15 to 20 minutes, so it gets that deeper soaking.
Okay.
But you're going to go until pretty much the ground freezes. You never know what's going to happen, especially living in New England. Our temperatures go up and down. These 60-degree days could stay with us all the way into November, and then the ground hasn't frozen. So it's not like you want to stop early because it could affect the plant in the long term over the winter. You want to make sure you hold in the moisture as best you can with any plant that you've grown.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
The other thing you should be looking at doing for at least the rhododendron, you can do it with the green giant, but it's not as necessary, is using a wilt stop on it to help prevent like the winter damage. Pulling the moisture out of it. It's that winter burn that happens. This would be the time that you want to be spraying it for the winter to help protect it.
Okay, great. I have some of that.
Awesome. And you have to apply it a second time during the winter. Usually, the past few years, the middle of January, we have a day where it warms up above 40, almost into the 50s. That's like the perfect time to do your second application to get it through the rest of the winter.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. Good luck.
Okay. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Now, speaking of wilt stop, were last year's windy, cold winter months tough on your outdoor plants? Did you know that you can help your plants survive the ravages of winter? Bonai's Wilt Stop is the answer. This all-natural product, once applied onto your trees and shrubs, will put a clear coating on the plant, which protects plants from drying out. It prevents winter burn, salt damage, moisture loss, and also reduces transplant shock. Wilt Stop seals the moisture in and keeps the cold, dry, damaging winds out. Wilt Stop also prevents Christmas trees and wreaths from dropping their needles by sealing in the moisture. Extend the life of your Christmas greens by applying Wilt Stop before you bring them inside or hang them outside. Bonai's Wilt Stop is available in a Bona size 40-ounce ready-to-use and in a pint, quart, and gallon concentrate sizes. Wilt Stop Christmas Tree and Wreath is available in pint ready-to-use for easy application to your live seasonal decorations. Bonai products are made in America. Wilt Stop is available at these fine stores. In Agway, near you, Scammon's Home and Garden in Stratham, New Hampshire, and Briggs Nursery in Attleboro, Mass. Or go to bonai.com for a retailer near you. All right, for those of you who want to give us a call, it's 855-660-4261. I know we do have some calls on the line, so we're going to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I brought in parsley and rosemary, but the parsley is turning yellow and drooping. Now, my rosemary, do I need to keep it in the sun inside the house?
I would try to keep it in as much sun as you could to keep it going. Sometimes with the parsley, it just needs to go into that dormant period for some times of the year. How's the watering been going with it? Are you watering just as often as you would outside, or?
Even more, because outside we didn't hardly water it.
Okay. The one thing that could be happening is maybe it's a little bit overwater, but at the same time, the house is warmer than outside, so maybe it needs it. I'd let it dry out in between each watering to get it to see if that's the case. Maybe it's too much over watering. But definitely keep both of them in a sunny location if you can, to keep them going for the winter season.
Okay. Do you think the drooping will stop? I mean, it'll come back if I can't be careful watering it.
I would. It's going to be touch and go with it. Some of the yellow leaves might not be there anymore, and you got to kind of get rid of them. Focus on the nice growth of the plant. The drooping. So. One of the things about overwatering, it looks the same as underwatering, so a plant can droop like that and show the same type features. So that's why I was bringing it up. I think I'd let it dry out and it might just come back for you. It's tough though, because when you've brought a plant inside, you now have the heat on in the house, and it's on throughout the day and night. Whereas the temperatures outside, had been fluctuating, and they do fluctuate here and there during the season. So it's got constant temperature. So you almost feel like you want to water more often, but sometimes it's not the best way to do it. So maybe let it dry out a little bit in between waterings and take it from there. If that's not the case,
throw it out.
I wouldn't say throw it out. Maybe just cut back some of the dead, cut it back a little bit, and hopefully it'll push new growth that way.
I'll cut down the yellow leaves, and I don't have the heat on yet, so that shouldn't be a bother.
Okay, well, that's a good thing as well.
Cutting down the yellow is fine, right?
Yeah, no, you want to get rid of it because it's not going to come back green. It's just okay. Going to stay yellow and then turn brown, and then it's not going to help the plant long term.
Okay. That's what's happening. Okay. Thank you so very much, and have a wonderful week.
You too, Margaret. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Jerry in Massachusetts.
Jerry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a question about a Japanese climbing hydrangea.
Okay.
It was grown up very well on a sugar maple, and it was grown up to be 30 feet tall. But then I had the sugar maple cut down because of a disease, a dieback disease. And I was wondering if you could answer the two questions. First question is, will that climbing hydrangea come back because the tree cutters came in and they cut it almost to the ground? They left like 4 or 5 inches of the vine left with no leaves. It was just crawling up there, and they cut it back to 4 or 5 inches. And my second question is, what kind of a disease did that sugar maple get? Because every year it would die back. It was an enormous one. Every year it would die back, and like 1 or 2 branches would go. So finally, when they cut it down, it was 80% dead, you know? So thank you very much for answering these questions, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you. So I do have some follow-up questions. We'll start with the hydrangea itself. How long ago did they cut this back?
Oh, about a week ago.
Okay, so it's just been a week.
Yep.
So what I'd like to see you do for the winter for this hydrangea is, I think it might come back. They did a drastic cut. They've taken more than over half of the plant, obviously. So it might not come back. But one thing I'd look at doing is mounding mulch around it for the winter, or like a salt marsh hay or something along those lines to help protect it through the winter.
Yeah, you mean over where the roots are?
Yeah, over where that, you know, the 4 inches of stem are.
Yeah, right over the stem, yeah.
Yeah, okay. pretty much cover that whole area.
Okay.
Cover it, you know, the 4 to 6 inches. You can have it showing just a little bit. But I'd be hesitant to put all my hopes that it would come back, to be honest. It might not, because it's such a drastic...
Back, would it come back from the stems that are there, or would it come back from the ground? No.
So it would come back from the ground there, because all the stems have been cut, I was assuming. Right?
It's, yeah.
Okay.
Except 4 inches, yeah.
Yeah, so it would come back from there. That's where it would be, but I said, like I said, kind of cover that area, see if you can help protect it for the winter.
Right.
And then next spring, you know, once you start to see other plants starting to get some growth, pull away the mulch from it so it's not so tight around it.
Yeah.
As far as the maple, hang tight for me. We're going to go to a break. On the other side of the break, I'll have more info for you. We'll be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries. Roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Jerry in Mass. His question in regards to the maple tree. He had a sugar maple cut down and was wondering, you know, what could have been the cause of it. Now, with a sugar maple, there's a couple things that could have happened. One of the things is an anthracnose that will basically start doing that. What it does is you have defoliation in areas, shoot dieback, twig death. Kind of looks like frost damage at first. Kind of looks like it was last year's winter damage. But there are some cankers on there that you would see. So they're along the veins of the leaves. That could be part of it.
Oh, can I say this?
Yeah, sure.
The leaves, in the first year, the leaves would be cup-shaped. They would, like, cup. They wouldn't be smooth and flat. They would be inverted, and they would be, like, crinkly and smaller than much smaller than the regular leaf. And then in the second year, there would be no leaves. It would be dead. In the first year, and then, oh my gosh, really big branches would get this. It started out with small ones, then it moved on to bigger ones. And then the whole tree started dying. And then the tree had, in the trunk, it had like holes. Wherever I bought this house before, the owner previously would cut the branches, and there'd be big holes in the trunk that never healed over. I don't know why, but it was a beautiful tree when I bought the house, though.
Yeah, I think you've got some sort of disease that's affected it in there.
Yeah,
I would think. I would think it has something to do with either anthracnose or a
virus.
It's a verticillium wilt, which kind of does the same thing. It kind of creates that same look to it, where some of the leaves will turn that way and then defoliate completely. So it could be one or the other, causing it to slowly kill it that way in the decline. You know, I think that it's either one of those when it comes to it, just based on what you've also told me. It's either going to be the verticillium wilt or anthracnose. I'm probably going to look at it more as an anthracnose, just because it does extensive defoliation on the plant.
Yeah.
And it'll kind of do like a couple branches at a time, so that's why I think it is.
Uh-huh.
So it's good that you've gotten rid of it at this point. But, you know, it's unfortunate that it happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they got rid of everything, right? They didn't leave any of the wood on the property or anything.
Ooh, well, I had them save 15 feet of the stump because the stump was real solid. There was no rot inside the stump at all. It was all solid, beautiful wood. Mm-hmm. So I left that because I figured if the vine came back, it would crawl all over it, or I will put another vine there.
Yeah,
cover the whole thing up with the vine, and it's a kind of an interesting shape the way it grew.
Yeah, no, I think that would be all right. It's just over time, a couple things you want to look at is any sucker growth coming out of the sides of it.
Oh, yeah,
you could have just keep getting rid of those. The vine, if it starts growing, if this one doesn't start growing and you grab another one, will overwhelm that stump and kind of break it down, but it's going to take some time before it would just completely fall apart.
Yeah.
We're talking years,
yeah.
Not weeks. So
yeah.
You've got some time with that.
Yeah, the wood is very, very hard.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that should be fine, especially since they got rid of all the dead wood and everything, and they took it with them. That, you know, I'm not worried about anything else. But if you have some other sugar maples
in the
yard, okay.
No,
well, that's good then. I was going to just suggest if you did have some other sugar maples, just keeping an eye on them.
Yeah.
For early signs of this and spraying if necessary.
Yeah, sugar maples don't do well in even the suburbs. I mean, they do very well in Vermont, but around here, I think there's too much, like pollution and salt. And
I think the salt's definitely a factor. I think, you know, more away from the road, maybe in backyards, they're more beneficial.
Just
they can create that shade, create oxygen, etc.
You know, right next to that dead tree is an oak that's growing, and it's 7 feet tall. So I'm leaving it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, and it's going to help the hydrangeas, the acidity of the soil. So I think you're going to be fine.
Great. Thank you.
All right, Jerry, have a great one. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.